Hi, I'm Katie.
And I'm Daniela, coming to you from the Advanced Business Podcast.
Today, we will be discussing accounting, specifically color accounting, which is a system that simplifies accounting.
Let's just start off with this. What is accounting?
Simply put, accounting is recording and organizing transactions from the past, in contrast with finance, which looks to the future. Daniela, can you introduce the concept of color accounting?
Yes. Color accounting, like said before, is just a simpler way of accounting. There are five basic fundamentals: assets, liabilities, equity, expenses, and income. But we're just going to start with the first three, which are assets, liabilities, and equity. These are part of the accounting equation and the butterfly. Katie, can you explain the accounting equation and the butterfly?
Of course. Let's start off with the butterfly. The butterfly was specifically developed for color accounting and has two sides or wings. There's the left side, aka the yellow side, denoting assets. The right side, which is green, denotes the liabilities and equity. These two sides must be equal to each other, resulting in the accounting equation. Assets is equal to liabilities plus equity.
To further distinguish the two sides, assets, the yellow, or the left side of the butterfly, is composed of tangible items owned by the company or organization.
An example of an asset would be cash.
This is in contrast to liabilities and equity, which are non-tangible claims on the assets. The right or green side of the butterfly is classified as legal claims on the assets, made more rectangular rather than having a form of two wings. These three parts make up the balance sheet.
Correct. Liabilities and equity, though, can also be classified as ways to fund an asset. Liabilities, as the word implies, is a debt that you have to pay back. This takes money out of your pocket, and it's the first thing you have to pay back. A general example of a liability is when you borrow money from a bank. This is classified as a loan that, of course, you have to pay back to the bank.
The other way to fund an asset is equity, which also is on the right or yellow wing. Equity is much safer than liabilities because the money you put in is from yourself. Formally defined equity is the owner's claim, the quantified net assets. There are two types of equity, the first being profit, which is earned equity, and the second being owner's contribution, which is contributed equity.
The distinction between equity and liabilities is that equity is a form of a claim that you don't have to pay back to anyone because it is all money and funds coming from your own pocket, or money that you have earned.
Equity can also be specifically analyzed using an income statement.
An income statement, like the balance sheet and the butterfly, also has two sides. Expenses on the left side, denoted in green, and income on the right, denoted in yellow. And you guessed it, expenses are activities that consume value, which is also known as sacrifices of value. Income is a value-generating activity that gives rise to assets.
To find equity, subtract your total expenses from your total income.
Now all of that is understood. That last little bit is just some good advice. You do not want your liabilities to exceed equity. You want to avoid debt at all costs, because Proverbs 22:7 states that the borrower is slave to the lender. This is always true.
Thanks for listening. Tune in again to the Advanced Business Podcast next time.
Thank you for listening and have a good rest of your day.